Although he sleeps, she does not. The hour of resolve has arrived. Heavy is the burden resting upon your shoulders. Will you stand against the chaos unleashed by the villain? Or shall your realm bend to the will of darkness?
Chapter 61, A Fraction of Power. Traveling now by portal magic, I vanished swiftly into the night. But would I make it back to help? That voice did not sound right. The hall door had been destroyed, Kirin sitting in a broken chair. Arsig and Evanor nowhere to be found. But a vile aura lingered in the air.
Kirin, what in the realm happened?
He's back. I knew he would return.
Who? Who has returned?
Your old master, Vilrum.
Where is Evanor? And Harsic? Are they hurt?
Kirin did not look into my eyes. This was the body of a broken elf. Something had shaken him. A much stronger power than I could possibly imagine.
Come closer, Alzador. Allow me into your mind.
Mind melding was a normalcy amongst elven folk. Before the age of man had risen, they did not find it so fitting to use spoken words. It was simply easier to share experiences in this fashion. Raising his weak hand to my forehead, Kirin slid his fingers into my hair, placing his palm above my brow.
Rua, Ogan, Ogbigna.
With a slight glance towards Kirin, I watched as his yellow pupils rolled upwards and vanished into his black eyes. Suddenly, my vision went dark, and an instant after, I was no longer in my body. My perspective was now Kirin's, as if I were merely a passenger in a vessel. Blinking and adjusting the blurry vision, I could see the hall before its destruction. Evanor and Harsig sitting across from Kirin, in the midst of conversation. Unbeknownst to them, an intruder had been lurking about the halls of the Arcona. You see, my dear listeners, months ago, on the day that I had set out to Elapan, a shadowy figure watched from the cliffside, in the distance. The stranger traversed the cold ocean, bypassing the ice bridge and entering a secret doorway within the mountain that held the Arcona. It was familiar to them.
Harsig, you mustn't leave your work scattered about the halls.
I'll get to it. A craftsman can't be expected to continue picking up a mess when there's more crafting to be done.
I could sense within Kirin's mind that this experience was merely a few days ago. All seemed to be in a normal state. Until suddenly, as if happening to my own flesh, an intense pressure tightened the fibers of Kirin's muscles, and...
What is this?
The large stone doors had been penetrated by a harsh force. Arsig and Evanor now stood in a stance of combat, with their respective magical items and arts drawn and aimed at the cloud of dark smoke and debris.
Wait. Do not unleash your attacks.
The two halted in their tracks, listening to the Grand Wizard.
Oh my. What in the realm is this? Do you two feel that?
Pure darkness.
Kirin walked forward slightly, and although he presented composure on the outside, within his gut, screamed for them to fight for their lives. He calls out to the dark smoke pouring in through the broken entrance.
Whatever evil has entered into these halls, rest assured you are not going to simply walk free.
Kieran's words were cut short by the sight of the man who stepped forth from the shadow. The dark sage, Vilram, had returned.
Vilram! You bastard!
Rage boomed from the depths of Harsig's voice. It was a shock to hear a wrathful tone sprout from a joyful soul.
We should have stopped you when we had a chance!
The arcane smith's magic sank to the rocks as vibrations lifted the debris towards the door, encasing his massive arms with stone appendages. Harsig then widened his stance as if to withstand the tremendous force. He lifted his arms and summoned a remarkably large portion of the wall to break loose and sent hurling towards the dark sage.
You fool!
Vilram lifted his hand towards the hurling object, halting it in midair.
What the devil?
A dark purple and black blade manifested from Vilram as he sent it slicing through the stone and directly into Harsig. The dwarf used the stone arms to deflect, but was thrown into a pillar.
Harsig! Vilram, stop this madness at once!
Ah, sweet Evanor.
The dark sage vanished into a black smoke as it traveled across the floor, whipping up quickly behind Evanor. She stood with petrified eyes on her dear friend Harsig. Wand in hand, but too slow to move, Vilram appeared behind her from the black smoke and struck her down with a foul-shaped staff, knocking her unconscious.
Vilram, enough. I see you've reclaimed your staff, fitted with a shard of Vilith's crown.
Stolen from the vaults, the dark sage now possessed a shard, using its vile power.
I should have known you would come for it. You must return it at once. It is our duty to protect it, and you know nothing of its treachery.
As Kieran spoke, Vilram smiled at the shard, wedged in place atop the foul staff. Then his gaze turned towards the Grand Wizard, as he withdrew another item, wrapped in cloth.
Should I also return what is rightfully mine? How did you come across my old tome? Was he here, my old apprentice?
You are in no position to ask questions.
Kieran would not simply give in to conversation with his attacker. His response, rather, would be with force. As quickly as the wind, the Grand Wizard summoned his staff and compelled the winds of Enolf to aid him. Vilram laughed as he faded into dark smoke once again. The winds of Enolf struck the wall as the smoke evaded every attempt to hit. Kieran's volley ceased as he could no longer sense his former colleague. A sinister voice now penetrated our minds.
This is a mere fraction of Vilith's power. You are either with her, or you will suffer against her, my old friend. Tell my apprentice the same, as you've seen it fitting to replace me so easily with a weak predecessor.
You will be the one to suffer greatly, Vilram.
As I shared Kieran's mind, I could feel it in his heart that a plea would be his final attempt to calm these waters.
This is your last chance. Do not do this.
If you are wise, you will choose to live.
An image of a mountain flashed for a moment before our mind melding broke. Returning to the present, I could feel the exhaustion wear over me, as if I myself had taken part in the event. The infiltration of the mind between Kirin and my master was all too harsh.
Did you see it? Did you see the mountain?
I did, Grand Wizard. That was the peak of Frosnump, the final resting place of the last ice dragon to soar the cold skies of the Nova Realm. But what does it mean? Kirin appeared to be in worse shape than before. The mind meld had taken a toll on his body. Faint words left his lips.
He intends to be found. I must go there. I will find your master and ensure that he faces judgment for his heinous attack. The Shah de Villith's crown must be returned and protected.
Kirin's eyes closed as his tired body lay slumped in the chair. Watching his chest slowly rise and fall as he rested, I could not simply leave them just yet. For now, I will tend to the council. But while caring for the others, I contemplated the coming days. Far too much time would pass. Was Kirin strong enough to take on my master? Does the will of fire inside his soul burn hotter than the will of the Dark Sage?
Hi everyone, this is Stephen Carr, lead voice actor for Tales of the Nova Realm.
If you enjoyed our tales, please like and subscribe to the podcast.
You can also reach out to all of us on our social media accounts.
For bonus content and more, be sure to check us out at www.talesofthenovarealm.com. Thank you for listening.